Tip 32. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, the place to pick up quick podcast tips to make you more tech savvy. Today's tip, Google's Maps. Now, I know that this website is still in beta, but it is really a nice application. So let's take a look. Let's go to www.google.com/maps. Now, I have to say, I do use a lot of different mapping software on the web, but I really do like the Google mapping system because of its size of text and the color that they use within the maps makes it very easy to read. When you enter the site, you have three choices. You can select Maps, Local Searches, or Directions. Now let's click on the Maps link and enter in a city, followed by a comma and a state, or maybe just a zip code. Then click the Search button. Now, if you click inside of the map with your cursor, you can use your up, down, left, and right arrows to slowly navigate throughout this map. Now, with local searches, you can enter in a category or a name of a business followed by a zip code, city, or state. Now, on the right-hand side, you have these pushpin-looking things that are going to match up with the items found with inside of your map. Now, with directions, you have to enter in two pieces of information, a start and a stop. So here, you'd use a street address followed by a comma, city and state, or just the zip code. So when you search these directions on the right-hand side, you'll have a listing of turn-by-turn directions. Now, if you click on the number at the beginning of each one of these turns, you'll get a great little detailed map that'll pop up right inside the browser window. So there you have it, Google Maps. And remember, these directions are for planning purposes only. Well, it looks like we are out of time. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@1minutetip.com or leave us a Skype voicemail at 1 Minute Tip. No spaces.